The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, welcome back in. This is The Blitz.
With the HD swing.
Yes, it is. With an HD...
twist.
Twist.
Twirl.
There you go.
Swing.
There you
flavor.
Go. Flavor. Flavor.
Flavor.
Depending upon where you're from. AJ and Fred out today. No, they have not been fired. I mean, they have the number one show in town. Why would you fire the number one show in town? You wouldn't. It would make no sense.
None.
With the HD view.
View.
Coming from Pierce.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Mike off the top turnbuckle.
That is.
Mike, who had two more made baskets than I did yesterday. So, just a shout out to Mike Pearson.
Yes.
For he and I. But the only thing I will say about Mike, he and I let down Gau Media yesterday. We let down Gau Media. We did, as a team. He and I are better than that. And we let some redheaded kid who I've never seen before.
Pierce.
Who at one point was shooting with a girl's ball and didn't know it. Okay?
Disqualification.
Mike, don't be brought down with that. You got three. He got one. I wouldn't be. Don't let him pull you down in there.
No, I'm just saying. Mike did his thing, but I'm just saying. As a collectively, he and I could have represented a little bit better. All right, so here's.
Might as well be in the locker room.
You know what?
With a recorder.
You know what?
On that one.
You know what?
One time.
Listen here.
One time.
Listen here, Iggy.
Okay, one.
Listen here, Iggy. All right, speaking of Iggy, let's go jump out to the Gau Media hotline and from the website famous.com. All right, you guys broke this story of D'Angelo basically breaking the bro code, the locker room code, and any other guy code when he aired this dirty laundry of one Mr. Swaggy P, a.k.a. Nick Young.
Yeah, we did. We broke it last weekend, actually.
So what took so long for it to finally gain some traction?
I mean, I have no idea. It was getting a lot of retweets on Twitter. So
right.
I mean, the day we posted it, it was it got about 600 retweets. I don't know why it didn't go viral then, but
hey, better late than never. So how did you guys? And listen, I know you guys are as a journalist myself, spent 8 years in the print ranks. I know a good reporter never reveals his source, but listen, there's a lot of question marks around this story and exactly what was his motivation for putting this story out there like that.
I mean, honestly, everybody got the story like completely wrong. It's like a big twist to it. I'm about to tell you
the truth. By the way, can we get your name? Because I'm a little, like I said, you got kind of this shadowy character thing going on. All we're doing is Famous. Do you have a name that we can put to this story, Mr. Famous?
We just want to go by Famous.
Right.
Anonymous.
Okay,
so Famous.
All right, staff writer for Famous. Tell us, break us, give us the real story and how we're all getting it twisted.
All right, so last week, the Nick Young's fiance, Iggy, she took a couple shots at Nicki Minaj on Bravo TV. Okay. I don't know if you guys saw that, but
I didn't. I missed that.
She took a shot at Nicki Minaj, basically saying that she's not the only person that write her raps. And so the next day, Mr. Russell, he had the video on Snapchat, but nobody picked it up. Nobody got the video. It was on his Snapchat. So somebody from Nicki Minaj camp, a source, got the video, and they sent it in, and they said, here, put this out. Does Iggy want to talk mess about Nicki Minaj? Put this out and let her know what her fiance is doing. That's the real story behind this. It had nothing to do with, the basketball players. And he didn't leak it. He didn't leak the video. I mean, he put it on Snapchat Live. I guess if you want to call that leak, I guess. But it was just sitting there. Nobody had it. Nobody knew it was there. No media outlet.
But help me understand this then. Help me understand this, because I thought the whole point of Snapchat, and again, I'm no social media expert, so help me and the audience understand. I thought the whole point of Snapchat was that they're deleted after 60 seconds or whatever it is. So how is that
go ahead. You can have it up, I believe, for 24 hours. It asks you, do you want to keep it up for a while?
Ah, okay.
I don't know how long it was up, but it was up there, and somebody from Nicki Minaj's team of stores got the video. And they sent it in because they wanted to make, you know, Iggy, they wanted her basically to shut up.
Right. And that's I mean, I can't argue with that. All right. So, but I guess, okay. And again, the journalist in me is my question, what I'm scratching my head on is it ironic that suddenly, okay, so Iggy talks smack on Nicki Minaj. All right. You're not writing my raps, blah, 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 blah. And then just miraculously, the very next day, her camp just happens to stumble across a Snapchat video that just happens to say, oh, by the way, unbeknownst to anybody except for Nick Young, I banged some chick last summer. I mean, see where I'm coming from on that? I mean, doesn't the timing seem just a little odd? I mean, am I alone in this thinking? Maybe I am. I've been alone before. I mean,
not really, because when we got it, I was like, wow, this is crazy. She just said this last night, and then we get this video, so we already knew what was going on, because the timing was weird.
No, but I get all that, but I'm just saying, I mean, what are the odds that you, I mean, so what are the odds Wednesday here on the Blitz? What are the odds that you stumble across, okay, I mean, if I talk smack on Henry Thomas, my co-host, all right, and say, hey, you know, whatever, da-da-da-da-da, and then the next day, he just happens to stumble across a video of me saying, you know, hey, I like doing sports with somebody else. Doesn't that strike you as odd? I mean, wouldn't the timing of that be strange to you? I mean, I guess that's what I'm trying to get at, is I find the timing of this all very suspect.
Yeah, well, we do, too. We feel the same way. It was weird how we was actually shocked when we got the video, like, wow, this is weird.
So So my point in all that is I find it hard to believe that we can't, that there's not, that D'Angelo Russell is just an innocent bystander in all this. I mean, is there something deeper going on here? Let me ask you this.
Is D'Angelo in Nicki Minaj's camp?
Or, I'll take you one further.
Okay.
Is this a way for Nick Young to get out of a relationship with Iggy Azalea?
Could be.
Wait a minute, the way you said that, I almost feel like I'm stumbling onto something here. I mean, is Famous going to drop another video here pretty soon? I mean, should we tease people? I mean, I hear your little girl in the background. Is that your editor in the background? I mean, I hear some laughing going on. I mean, are we onto something here?
Yeah, that's my partner. We work together.
Okay.
You never know. We drop a lot of exclusive stuff. A lot of people don't know about us, man, but we...
You're saying there's more to come in this story.
We're going to blow this one up. Yeah, Famulous is about to roll.
Listen, I hear some evil giggling in the background. Is she rubbing her hands together like, oh, wait and see? So there's there's more to this story. This is just the beginning of this saga, is what you're saying. yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yes, okay, It could be.
A tease is a great thing. Trust me, we're in radio. A tease, you guys know, you should know enough in media. The tease is a wonderful thing. It keeps people hanging on. So,
are they both going to be on the team next year?
I'm pretty sure more is to come out of this. We get a lot of exclusive stuff. So, I mean, but like I said, that video was on Snapchat. I don't know when it was uploaded.
Right.
I don't think it was up there, but it was taken from Nicki Minaj's camp.
All right. So Nicki Minaj's camp ultimately is the one that put this video out. You guys got wind of it, put it on your website. And so what you're saying is there's more to come in the Nick Young, Swaggy P, Nicki Minaj, Iggy Azalea saga. Am I right? Am I somewhere in the vicinity on that?
Possible.
All right.
We'll give it to you first.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So, real quick, what's your guys' Twitter handle?
Famulous. That's it.
Famulous.
Famulous. Famoulous.
Famoulous.
Has Fabulous had any issues with your guys' name yet? Has he had any stop and desist or cease and desist orders or anything like that? Nothing like that yet? Okay.
Not yet.
All right. Well, you guys are doing all right. As long as you don't put anything out on him, as long as it's all good press, I think he should be okay. I mean, because listen, Fabulous could use it. Hey, if you know Petey Pablo, by the way, tell him we're looking for him as well. He's got a horrible publicist. You might want to see if you can rub shoulders with him. Lastly.
We have so many stories on him.
Who, Petey Pablo?
We need to find.
Okay,
Petey.
Here's what you need to do. Then y'all need to help us out. All right, because we're trying to put, you know, we're putting the word out for Famulous. Famoulous. Find him out today. Famulous.com. Listen, we did a deal. All right, you guys know obviously the NCAA tournament's going on. My man Henry Thomas picked North Carolina to win the whole thing. Right, so we said if North Carolina makes the Final Four, which is obviously here in H-Town, we would get Petey Pablo on the show. All right. So obviously they made the Final Four. On Monday, I reached out to his publicist. All right. I texted, I emailed, and I called him. Which, by the way, ironically enough, for a guy that represents North Carolina, I find it ironic that his publicist has a South Carolina phone number, but that's another story for another day. What is Petey Pablo doing to where his publicist can't get back to me? Do you guys know? I mean, what is Petey Pablo that booked? And is that much in demand right now that he can't do a 15-minute spot in Houston? I mean, who else is trying to get in touch with Petey Pablo right now besides the authorities? Anybody?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I mean, yeah. It boggles my mind. I'll tell you what. Maybe we need a Snapchat video of Petey Pablo. Maybe that's what we need next, all right? You guys have been fantastic. I'm sure are you guys on Instagram as well?
Yeah, we on Instagram.
All right.
Famulous.
Same thing.
Famulous.
Famulous on Instagram. You guys are on Twitter. I'm guessing you guys are on Snapchat. Hopefully we won't see any unaired videos that somebody doesn't know about on your Snapchat anytime soon. You guys have been fantastic. I'm going to be following you guys right away because now you've piqued my interest. You guys are doing God's work over there. And, hey, best of luck moving forward.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
There you have it. Famulous, everybody. Go follow him right now.
That's it.
Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram.
There you go. Famulous.
They need to reach out to Petey Pablo for us. Seriously. They need to reach out to Petey Pablo. They've got dirt on Petey Pablo. See?
Yeah,
he's irritating. He's pissing me off. Right? You know, I'm going to call his publicist right now when we go to break. All right. I got to reach out to Mike DeCourcy from Sporting News.
Let's bring him in.
I don't think he's going to be near as exciting as these two just were, but they were fun. I'll tell you what. That worked well. Shout out to my boy Mike Pearson, three-point shooting extraordinaire.
Way to step
for
up,
Gal
Mikey.
Media. Yeah. At least somebody stepped up today. That's right. You're the real MVP, Mike Pearson. You're the real MVP. He is the All-Pro, Henry Thomas. That's my boy T. Scott working the 1-2s and 3s. I am Fred Davis. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to talk a little Final Four next with the one, the only, Mike DeCourcy from Sporting News. This is The Blitz with an HD
twist.
CSPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Swing on.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, let's get back to a little reality here. All right, let's get back to some old school journalism and a guy who doesn't mind the social media battlefield to get his stories. That is the one, the only, venerable, longtime reporter for the Sporting News, the one, the only, Mr. Mike DeCourcy. Mr. DeCourcy, how are you on a Wednesday?
I'm well, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Gearing up for the Final Four.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I know you're excited about it as well. Let's just get it right down to business. How surprised? I mean, listen, outside of Syracuse, any major surprise for you in this year's Final Four?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Syracuse being here is a surprise. There were two excellent teams in the region of Virginia and
Michigan State,
and they managed to lose their chances. I could say blow, right? I could say they blew their chances.
Sure,
I don't know if I that's not out of line. I mean, one lost to a 15 seed, and the other one had a 15-point lead in the final 10 minutes. So I guess blow your lead.
Absolutely.
Is an appropriate verb there.
Got a blown lead.
They had great chances, and Syracuse took advantage of the other teams not taking advantage of their chances.
And then you look at North Carolina doing what North Carolina does. Roy Williams, I'm a Jayhawk, so obviously I've followed his career for the last 20, 30 years. When you look at this team from top to bottom, there's nothing flashy about this team, but they do what Roy's team does. They get out, they run. Anything about this team, though, that's really caught your eye this year that's maybe a little bit different from Roy's teams in the past?
Oh, I think what they do well, first of all, they probably defend a little better than most of Roy's teams. I think they're a better defensive team in a lot of ways. And then more than anything, the offensive rebounding is what's staggering, and that's what makes them great. I mean, without the offensive rebounding, they probably wouldn't be here. And a very good example, like the team they played in the Elite Eight was not a great team. I mean, Notre Dame was anything but a great team, but again, took advantage of various other teams' miscues, Xavier losing their lead against Wisconsin, et cetera. Wisconsin melting down after grabbing a big lead, not a big lead, but making a big shot to grab a lead in the final 30 seconds and then melting down on its possession. And so they were there, and then they took a lead against North Carolina by a point with about 13 minutes left. And from that point on, North Carolina scored on 13 consecutive possessions. They just wore them out, wore them down.
Mm-hmm.
And the key there was not just that they scored on 13 consecutive possessions, but that they scored on five of those off of offensive rebounds. Missed the first shot, got it back, scored later. And in some of those, there were multiple offensive rebounds on those particular possessions. And honestly, I mean, if you didn't score on any of the first shots and you just scored on the offensive rebounds, 5-13 wouldn't be a terrible circumstance as you're going down the stretch of that game. I mean, it's not great, but it's not terrible. A lot of times teams stall out worse than that, and they managed to do that. But meanwhile, they scored on 8 first shots. It was ridiculous. And by the end of it, North Carolina was 13 points ahead.
The one thing you got to say, though, about the Syracuse team, and again, they're a double-digit seed, but they're still Syracuse, and you still got Jim Boeheim coaching up the X's and the O's. Ultimately, I mean, I think North Carolina's going to win this game, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think because, again, that 2-3 zone. Now, granted, they're going to have a few days to prepare for it, but still, they play that zone as better than anybody else in college basketball. The Orange pull a monumental upset if...
Well, I think they first of all, they have to make some shots, and they're not really a great three-point shooting team, but they're not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have to make a lot of shots.
Okay.
I think North Carolina would have to give them some help because they've needed help in the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. The only two major teams, top six league teams that they've played in this tournament were in this. Well, actually, they've only played one, and that was Virginia. They played Dayton and beat them pretty good. Dayton had not played very well in the last month of the season or so. Then they got the Middle Tennessee good fortune by Michigan State losing in the first round. So then, you know, they play two big-time teams in Gonzaga and Virginia, and they needed help in both of them. Those two teams had to hand them those games. Now, some of it's taking it, but in reality, I mean, you're in the NCAA tournament. You're supposed to have guards who can stand up the pressure.
Yeah.
And that's traditionally been the way things have gone in this tournament. Pressing teams don't do anything in this tournament. Because everybody's got good guards. That's how you got here. And here we have an incidence of 4 or 5 times in this tournament, this year's tournament, 2016, where teams just completely melted down under pressure. And again, it wasn't the kind of pressure that a West Virginia applies where it's beginning to end, you're prepared for it. It was just pure desperation. If we don't do this, we're losing anyway, so we might as well throw everything we've got at it. And it worked 5 times. Purdue, Northern Iowa, Gonzaga, Syracuse over Virginia, and Notre Dame against Wisconsin. I've never seen anything like that. I suppose you'd probably need some help from Carolina like that in this game, and I don't think that's coming.
Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News joining us here on the Gal Media Hotline. Let's jump over to the other bracket and Being a Jayhawk, I know these two teams all too well, so forgive me if I break down in tears while we go while we explain this. But listen, but it's Buddy Hield and the Pips on this Oklahoma Sooner team, and of course, being a Kansas guy, I got number love for Lon Kruger. Obviously, I'm pulling for them. Villanova, and listen, I don't care what anybody says. Jay Wright and his staff just out-coached and okie-doked Bill Self and his staff. I mean, they came in with a game plan. We're shutting down Perry Ellis, and we dare you to stop us. And that's exactly what I mean. Basically, their bigs outplayed Kansas's bigs, which was the one advantage I really thought KU had. How high is this Villanova team riding into this game, considering all the, you know, the run they're on? And again, is Oklahoma only going to go as far, or is their chances all begin and end with number 24 Buddy Hield?
Oh, I think they could beat. I think they could beat Villanova with a subpar Buddy Hield performance. Okay. I don't think they could beat North Carolina with that.
Okay,
I think they'd have to have an extraordinary performance from Buddy to win that game. But yeah, Villanova's played very well in this tournament. I did not think they played great against Kansas. They did a really nice defensive job against Perry, but Perry kind of played into that.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
just didn't play well.
No.
You know, he did not find the spots in the zone. I thought that their zone offense early on for Kansas was not good. I thought that they were moving Perry too much. Every time you moved him, you were running him into another defender.
Yeah.
You have to find the open spots and stay there against the zone to an extent. I mean, if the zone is shifting toward you, you need to move away from it at times. But, I mean, they were running him through there like he was in a man-to-man offense.
And right.
You couldn't get him open because every time he moved, he was running right into a defender. It didn't make any sense to me. And that caused him to fall behind a little bit. And then he never got back in rhythm. And frankly, they later on ran some good offense and they were able to get open shots, but they didn't make them. They were down 2 points at a beautiful wide open corner three for Wayne Selden, who shoots about 46%.
Airballs.
Didn't make it. I didn't think Villanova played great in that game. They were magical in the Miami game. It was incredible. But I don't know that you'd expect them to play great against an opponent as significant as Kansas. I mean, what you're just trying to do is, you're trying to survive.
And that's a grind it out type of game.
Did.
Yeah, no, that's it. And that was a grind it out, ugly game, and you know the uglier team came out on top. Lon Kruger, listen, I know you got Hall of Famers in Boeheim and Roy on the one side, and then of course Jay Wright. You know, I think he's known as well for his dressing as he is for anything else. Why do we not give more love nationally to Lon Kruger? Is it because he's just kind of an okie doke kind of guy, just kind of a down home? I mean, this guy's taken five teams to the Sweet 16. Why are we not giving more love to Lon Kruger for the job he's done?
Well, I think part of it is he's, you know, he is a little dry. I mean, you got to give him that, right? I think the second thing is he's usually played off the map, so to speak, off Broadway. I mean, Kansas State. Really went off the map to go to Pan American to start his career. He's at Kansas State. He's at UNLV.
Florida before they were Florida.
And when he was at Florida, it was the time when, you know, there was no co-starring role for basketball at the football school.
Right.
Back then it was, you know, you played football and then everything else in the offseason, you know, you paid no attention to. And that made it more of an achievement to do what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
But it also made it less attention getting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and now he's at Oklahoma, and so now it's probably the most prominent place he's been, and so he gets a little bit more attention, but he's also in a league that, you know, Bill Self wins every year, and he hasn't changed that. I think he's a great coach, and I think he's better at coaching good players into great teams than maybe anybody that we've had in the last 25 years.
I got two things real quick. You said about Bill Self. 13 years now at Kansas? 12.
It's 12.
Well, he's been there 13 years altogether, right? 13 years.
Yeah.
13
yeah.
years.
12, the 12 championships.
12 titles in a row.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer. Is he going to start, especially after the success, with the success that Billy Donovan's had? You know, now, granted, it's with Oklahoma City. Do you see a situation where Bill might start sniffing around the NBA? I mean, what more does he have to prove at KU? I mean, yeah, obviously he could win another title, and I'm a Jayhawk myself, but I got to start to wonder. Listen, he does. Jerrance Howard, or whatever his Jerrance, his assistant, Norm Roberts, they are not Joe Dooley. They are not Danny Manning. I'm starting to wonder if maybe because of the assistant coaching staff he's got. Maybe he's starting to look at things a little bit differently. Do you see an instance where maybe in the next year or two, Bill Self might make the leap to the NBA?
Well, you know, the idea of what else does he have to prove, I've never really understood that mentality. I mean, that's like saying to me, well, you know, you've been at Sporting News 20 years. What do you have to prove? Go get another job. Well, I like my job.
Yeah.
I like going to work every day. I like doing what I do.
Right.
And I think that's Bill Self. I think it's defensible for Bill Self or John Calipari or anybody else. It's like, I like what I do.
Yeah.
And if I continue to do it well, I'll get more recognition and more money. And maybe if I go to the NBA, I won't like what I do as much. And I think that's it. Or I might like what I do. I might do it really well, and I'll still get fired in a year like everybody else does.
I mean,
you know, don't forget, the guy who coached in the finals last year for the Cavaliers is gone. He's gone.
True enough.
And that happens in the NBA all the time. The scariest job chart in America is to look at the list of current NBA coaches and their tenure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would anybody want that job? You couldn't get me to take that job, and other than the buyout, and I guess I could not work for the rest of my life, sure.
Right.
But, I mean, if I'm a coach with a job that I like, there's no way you could get me to do that. I have to absolutely hate what I'm doing. I don't think Bill Self does.
Okay, that's a fair point. Listen, trust me, Jayhawk fans are rejoicing right now hearing that. I've always been curious because I guess the one job they've always linked him to would be the Spurs job because I guess his connection with R.C. Buford. All right, real quick, 30 seconds, Buddy Hield, what kind of pro is he going to be?
Really good one.
I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he could be a rotation player, a starting player on a contending team. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to come in and be a superstar, but. There aren't very many players in the draft that I would take ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. You know, the idea that I talk to people all the time, and they make the mistake of saying the NBA drafts for potential. That's an absolute fallacy. The NBA drafts for talent.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do. They're not going to draft somebody because they're 18 and they can't play while they maybe someday can learn how to play. No. I mean, no, if you've got no talent, they're not taking you just because you're 18. Hey, I was 18 once. They didn't take me. I mean, it's about talent. And Buddy Hield is showing every night, and the Oregon game was a beautiful example of that. He has talent. And so the fact that he's 22 and somebody else is 20, that doesn't mean that person's going to close that gap. It's a pretty big gap between him and most of the guys that will be in the draft. So I think he'll go in the top 10, and the more he plays, I think the higher he climbs. That Oregon game, he was staggeringly good.
It was amazing.
And the VCU game was, in a pro sense, he was more impressive in the Oregon game. But in the sense of being a basketball player, VCU face-guarded him almost the entire game. He scored 36 points.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Mike, great stuff as always. You're one of the first guests I ever had on a low-watt radio station in Beaumont, Texas. It's not even around anymore, so I will always be indebted to you. I'm guessing North Kakalaki, North Carolina, is your championship pick?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Roger
that. I'm glad you're still around if your station's not.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Hey, listen, man. It's I'm just glad to be here, absolutely. Hey, it's at TSN Mike, correct?
Yes.
On Twitter?
TSN Mike on Twitter, absolutely.
At TSN Mike. Mr. DeCourcy, a pleasure as always. Enjoy the Final Four and enjoy H-Town this weekend.
That was a great conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, Mike DeCourcy. Follow him. Follow him right now on Sporting News at TSN Mike. At TSN Mike. All right, we gotta get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah,
not like for the show.
Yeah, we gotta get a little break in.
Me? Interview run over? Are you kidding me? I know that doesn't seem right for anybody that's never listened to me before. Like, who is this guy?
A little long-winded over there, but
me? Never.
Never.
He is the one, the only. T. Scott.
On the dot.
That is the one, the only. Henry Thomas. I'm the Freddie D. We got some obligatory Texans talk. We got a little around the National Football League to get to. We still got some yay or nay.
Gotta open up some phone lines, talk to some people.
We're going to open up the phone lines. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We got a $50 Quaker State and Lou gift card to give out, courtesy of the one, the only, T. Scott on the dot. And it's hump day, so you know it's Haiku Hump Day. Don't you go anywhere. A lot of show to get to, not a lot left. Stick around. Let's have some fun. This is The Blitz with an HD
twist.
Is The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
Block boy.
Take it rough.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, once again, huge shout out to my boy Mike DeCourcy from Sporting News. Like I said, when I was working in Beaumont, will the 409 please stand up? All right. I want to give a shout out real quick to all my folks in Big Money. Shout out to the Examiner newspaper. Shout out to Don Dodd, my girl J1, Josh Cobb. You guys know who you are. Big Money stand up. PA.
Sounds like a mafia group.
Baby family. Boy, there's some hating going on in PA.
Is there?
No.
Is there?
There's some hating going on in PA.
Not in PA, not in the big pot out
there. And I got to give a shout out to all the folks in Mid County. All right. 409 Southeast Texas stand up. My son was born in Beaumont, so I will always, always be indebted to the folks of Big Money, Texas. It's where I, just a lot of good times there, man. A lot of good times, a lot of good people doing God's work in Southeast Texas. All right? All my folks over in Vidor, Fruit City.
Really?
Vidor's changed, okay?
Whatever.
Lumberton's where you need to watch out.
I had a bad time in Vidor, so no.
Well.
No, I don't.
Did you bring that on yourself?
No, I did not.
You didn't? What happened? We don't have enough time.
You want a quick story? You want to hear?
Real quick.
You want to hear some people?
What are the odds Henry started this fracas?
I didn't start it.
You didn't, but
I
you
stopped
finished
for gas.
It. You finished. Oh, I already know.
All I did was stop for gas. It was late now.
There's your first problem.
I had to go to bone checkers before I went back to college.
Oh, this was back in. Oh, this was what? 82?
83, 84.
No, Vidor was still off the hook back in those days. Okay, I can't defend 83 Vidor. I'm defending new school Vidor.
I'm not asking you to defend it. I'm asking you to shut the hell up about it. Let's move on to something else. You can name everybody but Vidor.
I thought you were going to name it. Yeah. What ended up happening? I mean, obviously you made it out alive.
Well, yeah, I had to call Coach Orangebark, and he sent the Louisiana State Troopers to get me.
Shut up.
Hey. I got out alive.
That's a great story. I want to hear more. Tune in tomorrow night to the HD show, 7 o'clock. You can hear where and why Henry Thomas had to be escorted by Louisiana State Troopers from Vidor.
Vidor, Texas.
Fruit City, stand up. All right, let's go out to Matt and pass a get down Dina.
Yeah, he was waiting for a minute.
You got to say what's up to all my folks in the stank.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Doing a thing off Burke and Spencer. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how you going, guys?
Fantastic.
So I got a question today for you.
Sure.
What are the chances, what are the odds that Johnny Manziel decides to give up on football and focus on baseball?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's good, solid. 50%.
50%?
Absolutely.
No way.
Oh, absolutely.
He's locked in on football. Only way he
until nobody takes him anymore.
Then there's not a consideration. You're forced in. You're like, hey, okay. We don't want you. Then you go. But
are you trying to dictate me how the rules of this game that we've never played go?
Hey, I'm
you're basically telling me how a game that we've never played and it's not even our show.
I'm not
and you're
even
telling
saying.
Me how I'm gonna how you how I'm.
No, I'm.
So what's the percentage? What's the percent? He's asking what are the odds
that he's consider that he would consider.
And I
baseball
said 50%.
I'm saying he's not considering.
So you're saying zero. There's no if. It's what are the odds?
Okay, zero. He's still locked in on football.
See, this is what I deal with every Monday and Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I deal with every Monday.
That he considers baseball over football, zero. He's still football. He's Johnny Football. He ain't Johnny Baseball.
You know, you're not.
He's not Johnny Baseball.
I would never want to play a board game with you. Okay. If this is the way you play games, I don't want to play games with you.
What do you mean? Who's playing the game? I'm just telling you what are the
zero,
odds?
Zero.
No
0%. All right, so there we go.
I say zero, you say 50.
I say 50.
Okay.
I figure the odds be 50.
Matt,
50.
Thank you. That's Dave, what he wants.
Dave and Seabrook.
Seabrook.
Where the hell is Seabrook?
It's down by Galveston.
By Kima.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right. Seabrook, stand up.
Hey, Dave, what do you got for
us? What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, Fred David?
What's going on?
Fred Davis.
Hey,
he said it like he knew something about you. Yes.
What are the odds that you had to get a new phone after Gronk spiking yours yesterday?
Dang. Dang. Well, luckily, I'm give a shout out to Life Proof. Let me tell you guys right now, and I'm not one to just shamelessly pitch a product. But
you slammed your phone pretty
I've
good?
Been through my fair share of phones.
Yes.
Mostly because of just my own ignorance.
Uh-huh.
This phone, thank God for Life Proof. Life Proof has saved my phone. Yeah, I didn't Gronk slam it.
But you slammed it.
I didn't. Much like when people say, oh, stop yelling, Fred. You know who you are if you're listening.
Yes, you do.
Why do I hear myself? I'm getting freaked out right now. It's bad enough that I had to hear myself the other day.
My mic was on. I apologize about that.
I kind of dropped my phone and put a little mustard on it as I was sitting down.
Like you do with the microphone, you made a point. You just mic dropped it.
There was no phone drop.
Oh, no phone drop.
The mic drops after you feel good about something.
There was no
feeling good about what just happened there. All right, we're up against it. We're gonna do yay or nay, but we'll drag yay or nay into the 9 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Yeah. Holy mackerel, we're not used to this.
Tyler, what do you got for me, Tyler?
We gotta go. Listen, we're up against it. So okay. Here's what we're gonna do. We got Tyler, we got Jonathan, we got some what are the odds, Henry. What are the odds that Henry's gonna figure this game out in the next segment? That's the real question. All right. So what are the odds continues? We're writing all these down, and who was that just called? Who was that? That was
they fill up the phone lines during that segment.
Oh, they do?
Shut up, Tyler.
Yeah. You know what? You're pissing me off.
you got to get through. You're going to hear that at least three times.
What are the odds I lose it before the show?
What are the odds we never hear him say, you're pissing me off in a whole day?
But I've heard Fred and AJ take what are the odds calls before the segment.
Okay,
they do that. But the gift card.
Okay, well, the game gift card. But you know what? I feel like that was a good question that the dude from Seabrook just asked.
If he's listening, David from Seabrook, just call back during the segment, and then
no, I've got Dave written down.
We'll throw your name in the hat.
No, I got Dave. Dave's thrown down. Who's the Manziel kid? Have him call back and take his name down because I forgot who he was. That was Matt
from somewhere.
That was Matt from Beaumont. He was from Pasadena. That's right. He asked the Manziel question. All right. Coming up next.
And they say I got
more of what we just
head
said.
Injuries.
More of what I know, right? Can you FCT if you never played football? That and more. Don't go anywhere. He's Tyler Scott. I'm Fred. That's Henry. This is the Blitz / HD show. Why Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Holy mackerel, am I on?
You're back
Holy,
on.
What?
We are on.
Don.
Girls.
Hey, Don.
Girls.
Were you born in a barn? Don Hi. Mateo.
He's right there. Hey.
Seriously, bro.
Hey, just because you yell into you the born microphone. In a barn?
Can you just leave doors open? Is that what you're doing? Don Mateo's. Ever since you called him Conrad.
I made a mistake and called him Conrad.
He's been frazzled ever since.
I apologize.
Totally frazzled since you called him.
Maybe
Conrad.
He's trying to D'Angelo Russell you.
Oh.
Please, I need some pub.
Or is he going Nick Young and trying to okie doke all of us?
Is he?
I think there's something to that.
There's something going on with it.
There's something, and Famous, Famoulous.
Uh-oh.
A little something extra to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Allegedly, remember we got to put allegedly with all of this information. We have to have allegedly. That way, we're not held responsible for.
No, and even if we are,
what are they gonna do?
What are they gonna do?
Come on,
I'll
put that head injury thing.
You got CTE. Listen, all right.
I can't even remember it.
You don't even remember. Like, you got CT so bad, you don't even remember having it.
It's like, what is it?
What?
The head thing?
Who?
The head thing I got? What? Yeah, that one.
Y'all say I got it.
Yeah.
I
mean, that's what they tell me.
Word on the street. When I was taking that bus to the fo-fo.
Hey, listen.
Listen. All right, let's go out to our boy Tyler in Kingwood. Fan of the HD show, friend of the program. We don't agree on much, and that's what really makes this. It's pretty much like me in every relationship I've ever been in. We've really never agreed on anything, which is pretty much why I'm in the situation. Man, Tyler, welcome to the program. Love having you on. What's going on, bro?
Man, I got a What Are the Odds Wednesday for us.
Let's hear it.
I know you guys remember a couple months ago, I told y'all I was real high on D'Angelo Russell.
I thought you were just real high. No. Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm sorry. I digress.
I really think it might play a part. What are the odds that it's going to play a part in the Lakers' decision to move him if they do? It's not going to be a deciding factor, you know, but he's already lost all the guys on the team, and I think he's still got a very, very promising future. You know, but I just wanted to see if you guys thought that might make a difference in him being available in the offseason. I know Nick Young's probably not going to stick around, you know, but just to see what you guys thought about that.
Solid question by you, Tyler and Kingwood. 69%.
That he's not going to be around?
He said, what are the odds they shop him, oh, right? Okay. Isn't that what he said?
I thought he...
Yeah, okay. 69%.
Yeah, they'll shop him.
Absolutely. Listen, he's got Daryl Morey acquisition written all over him, okay? if he plucked a guy out of rehab, okay? I mean, come on. You pluck a guy out of... His last two major moves have been, let's grab a malcontent from China and a alcoholic in rehab.
Wow. Wow.
That's MIT, baby. That's MIT. That's MIT working for you. All right? So, yes, if anybody would make a move,
it'd be
Daryl Moore. And Jim Buss is an idiot, okay? So we know Jim Buss will do something stupid. I mean, his own sister doesn't like him and has basically said publicly, I'd rather have Phil Jackson, who's running another franchise, by the way, across the country.
Oh, wow.
I mean, are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Mr. Buss?
69%.
Call us up.
Mark it down.
713-780.
Mark it down.
3776.
Daryl Morey, if you're listening, 713-780-3776. Because I'd love to talk to Daryl Morey.
I'm pretty sure everybody's sitting around getting the popcorn and everything ready for the game for the Lakers and the Heat. I'm kind of excited to see it.
At least you got a reason to watch that game now.
Come on, tell me you're not gonna. You just want to see it. You just to see him sitting on the corner of that bench by himself.
That's gonna be classic. Yeah,
I got
Kobe will sit next to him. Huh? Nah, Kobe will defuse it.
How is Kobe gonna defuse it? Kobe doing his swan song.
He bought everybody rings. He bought everybody $4 million rings to calm the situation. Diamonds. That's it.
Hey.
Maybe from Zadok Jewelers.
All right. Let's look at Brandon.
Brandon in Spring, which for those of you that don't know, Max on 5200 Louetta in Spring, just west of Kirkendall, the home of the HD show every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m.
There you go. What you got for us, Brandon?
Yeah, I have a what are the odds question for y'all guys.
Let's hear it.
What are the odds the Texans with Brock Osweiler win the division over the Colts?
Look at my man bringing a sports... 78% real sports question to the table.
78% they can do it. Because the Colts got a lot of rebuilding to do. Not just because their quarterback was hurt, but they had their defense was garbage.
That team's not as good as people think.
Their O-line was horrible.
And last I checked, Ryan Gregson is still your GM.
There you go.
And
so
outside of
they got a
Andrew
lot of building.
Luck,
they got a lot of building to do. I think the Texans' biggest problem may be
the Jaguars.
Sleeper. Yes, right.
Hey, I'll tell you what. The Tennessee Titans are going to be good. Well, let's put it this way.
Better. I mean, well.
Let's put it this way.
You got to be better.
You've got a decent O-line that you're probably going to strengthen, and you're probably going to get Laremy Tunstall. And you and I watched some of his drills from Pro Day.
That's right. He was pretty good.
That dude.
Yeah.
This dude, right?
He was moving.
You'd be hard-pressed. Either him or the Ramsey kid. But right. I tell you what, good O-line help.
Yeah, I think Jacksonville's going to step up and surprise a lot of people in this division. But
you got two good quarterbacks.
Yes. But I'm thinking the Texans are, you know, 78-79% of
winning. Does it bother
division.
You at all that the Texans are going to have a much tougher schedule this year?
No.
But when you think about it, and we had our boy Bax football guru.
Yes,
Baxter. All right, Russell Baxter, who made the great point. Let's be honest. 19 teams last year had losing records.
That's right.
All right. So, you know, when you say that, okay, yeah, the schedule's going to be a little bit tougher this upcoming season. All right, yeah. So a team that was what 6-10. Now you got to play them. They're 8-8. Okay. So let's. What'd you say? What was your percentage?
78.
You said 78.
They win the division.
69%. Fred Davis. 69%.
Speaking of Laramie Tunstall, yeah. And Robert Kimdiche.
Yeah.
This was left on the computer.
Don't tell me they fell out of third story window together.
Barry Warner said it was having trouble pronouncing his name. Check
of course
it
he
out.
Was.
Robert Nekimdiche.
I love Barry Warner.
Yes, all we right. do. We do.
I all love right. Barry Warner. I just want to put that out there right now. All right. All the differences aside, Barry and I have buried the proverbial hatchet. 69% on the Texans winning the division.
78%.
There you go. There you go. Break. Oh, my God. Where's the time gone?
It's flying.
Where has the time gone? All right. All you guys are calling, slow your roll. Seven, or what time?
6:15.
I wanted to say 9:15. I'm all over the place. All right. 6:15. So here's what we're going to do. We got the last hour is about to be jam packed up in this B.
Yeah, we got some.
We got yay or nay coming up next. We got what are the odds coming up at 7:15 or 6:15. Jesus Christ. We got haiku hump day going on. Wait, what do I have here?
Hold on. We got haiku at 7:30. And we're going to break.
6:30, my God. Then we're done. Okay, so yay or nay next. What are the odds at 6:15? Haikus at 6:30. The topics are Texans draft, Rockets playoffs, your most embarrassing public display, and have you ever been videotaped without knowing it? All that and more. That's Tyler Scott. That's Henry Thomas. I'm Fred Davis. This is the HD Show on the Blitz on ESPN.
97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.